Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, October the 4th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Michigan, where I live. I almost said Midland, but actually on location tonight in another town nearby. We had came out here thinking there was a certain soccer game that was out here, but it turns out they were playing, you know, this Conconning team, but at the other location. By the other, I'm over in Shepherd, not out here. And we found, and Shelly had just found out right after she had left and set the show up tonight. But sometimes stuff happens. Nonetheless, we're on the air. Good to be with you, as always, because it's always good to be with you. Whatever's going on, I always try to be with you when I can. Speaking of being with you and shows, next week, there will not be a Tuesday night show, and there won't be a Wednesday night show. There won't be, because I will be in Tennessee, Clarksville, Tennessee, at the Clarksville Holy Spirit Conference. And that's a heads up, so that you listeners know. So that way next week when you see, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, no, you know, there's no episode, because I'll be at the conference. And so I will be in Nashville for about 2 days after the conference to go to certain restaurants that we like in Nashville, and, you know, things that we like doing when we go to Nashville, because we love Nashville. My family does. I really enjoy Nashville. It's right up there tied with my other favorite cities among the cities I've been to in the U.S., which are Chattanooga, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, Nashville. Austin, you may say, well, Miracle Man, what about Austin? What about, oh, and a new, as of like this year to the list, last time this year, new to that list, and it's tied, basically tied, it's like tied with the others, is Tampa, Florida. And I would say it has earned it. You may say, well, Miracle Man, what about Austin? Austin was not exactly my favorite. It really wasn't. Not like Dallas and Houston. Now, San Antonio I haven't been to, but I can imagine myself loving it. Most of these cities, no, all of these cities have something in common. They're all in the southern U.S., every one of them. Some of the runner-up cities that I've been to would be Knoxville, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama. As well as some of the Ohio cities, you know, Toledo, Cincinnati, and Columbus, Cleveland. Chicago's on there also. Although, as I said before, still prefer most of the southern cities ahead of those, most of the southern ones I've been to. Okay, off on that. But I do want you to pray for the conference. You know, pray for the move of God, that it's very strong anointing, and that God would do miracles, that would do many miracles, excuse me, not just miracles, many miracles, and that people would show up there hungry and expecting God to move. I know I'm expecting. I'm believing God. So it's one of the big things that I'm believing God for right now, is about this conference. Because there's things I'm believing for. And I know that I'll see it, you know, through God. And I have faith in the Lord. I have my trust in Him. And I will see these things come to pass in the name of Jesus. And I am honestly very excited to see what God has in store. It's not up to Mark T. Barclay. It's not up to the pastor of the church in Clarksville. It's up to the Lord what He wants to do. Amen. Yes, it is up to Him. And I know that I will receive whatever I'm believing for, the way God intends. Yes, I know it's true. And so that's for next week. There won't be a Tuesday or Wednesday show next week. Tonight, we are going to do, you know, like we normally do. Got word for you. And then we're going to get into our Football Central with, yes, there were some surprises from this weekend. One of which was a very happy surprise, and a couple other surprises that I honestly did not see coming. But I did think they were possible. And so we will get to that when the time comes. And so we had Dr. Happy Caldwell from Arkansas, well known preacher. He's very well known. He's been well known for many years. And he talked a bit about, you know, what's going on and that and in the Bible. And when we were going through the depths of, you know, the COVID lockdowns and that stuff last year, you know, he was doing like what any good Christian would have been doing. Praying to God, cursing it, you know, cursing it from off the land and asking God to remove it and that kind of stuff. But then God told him something. This doesn't mean we can't use our faith to see COVID removed. Showed him something. These things must come to pass. I will say it again. These things must come to pass. You know, earthquakes, pestilences, famines. And the other things it said, you know, pestilences. You could include COVID as part of that, per se. That doesn't mean we can't rebuke it. Obviously, we can, you know, believe God that it stays away from us. But there's things that are called the beginning of sorrows, and those things must come to pass. I'm sorry, listeners, if you don't like it, but I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. There are other things that he mentioned yesterday morning and night that I will be mentioning to you listeners over the next couple of days. Including, you know, things about, you know, the harvest of souls and awakening and things like that. And so that's what he did yesterday, and I was glad to hear what he had to say. You know, gave me some good insight as to where we are. You say, well, Miracle Man, are you afraid? No. What that does, this confirm, though, we are in the last of the last days. We are in the last of the last days. I have warned you multiple times we're in the last of the last days. Good reason why I taught on hell the other night. I don't want you, because I don't want any of you, my listeners, to end up there. I want you to make heaven where I'm going to be. You know, when the rapture comes. When the trumpet blows, of course. Because I'm not suicidal or anything like that. No way. And so, it was just powerful, and I enjoyed. I truly enjoyed having him, you know. church, we enjoyed having him. And I would encourage you, please, you know, go listen to what he had to say. It was good, solid, biblical. Nothing flaky. In fact, he went after some of the flaky stuff. Talked about why it's wrong. And so, it was good. So, I want to remind you of a couple of things, the things we normally mention, and then we're going to have our time in the Word and go from there. I want to mention to you, first of all, our book. The book is the story of the first 30 years of my life, and it's called Rivers of Miracles, the story of the Lord that mother could not see, but my mom strongly believed in the Lord Jesus. I have strongly believed in the Lord Jesus, and he's been so faithful. He's been so faithful to me. And I love him so much. I really do. And I mean, he really has been so faithful, and I just thank him all the time for what he has done for me, what he's using me to do. And beautiful. The Lord moving. Amen. So you can go online to riversofmiracles.com. That is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book and how the book can be a blessing to your life. The other thing I want to mention is PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com to sow a seed into the Miracle Man Show. You can choose whatever seed you want to sow, whatever seed you want to sow into the Miracle Man program. Should be between you and God. That's what I truly and honestly believe is that you should be it's up to you to decide what you want to do. And principles that I want to give to you is this idea that the Lord looks on the heart. The Lord doesn't look on the dollar amount like what he looks on the heart. He looks at the heart, like the percent. If, let's just say if you have $1,000 and you give, you say, let's just say you have $200 and you give 50. Just using that as an example, you know, a good 25%.
But then we'll say this other person has $100 and he gives $35. In this case, I look higher on the one who gave the $35 than the one who gave $50. Why? Because it's a greater percentage. 35% is higher, obviously, than 25%. The Lord looks on the heart. Not just at the percentage, but what's in your heart when you're giving. Are you giving because you want to give? Or are you just giving out of necessity? I better give an offering. If you're just doing this whole I better thing, I better give, I better sow a seed, I bet, and it's not like you want to, keep your money then. Keep it. Don't want dirty money. What I do want is for you to get blessed. You don't want to be cursed. I don't want you cursed. No way. Now we're going to sing a couple of songs and then I'm going to pray and get into the word of the Lord, and we will see what he has for us. They were rocking and reeling in the streets of Jerusalem. People thought they were crazy. They were just having so much fun. But Peter said, these are not drunk as you suppose. They're just very, very filled with the Holy Ghost. This is that spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that fell on the day of Pentecost. This is that's pouring out today. It's all right. It's all fine. It's God's new wine. They were rocking and reeling in the streets of Jerusalem. People thought they were crazy. They were just having so much fun. But Peter said, these are not drunk as you suppose. We're just very, very filled with the Holy Ghost. This is that spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that fell on the day of Pentecost. This is that's pouring out today. It's all fine. It's all fine. It's God's new wine. This is that spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that fell on the day of Pentecost. This is that it's pouring out today. It's all fine. It's all fine. It's God's new wine. They were rocking and reeling in the streets of Jerusalem. People thought they were crazy. They were just having so much fun. Then Peter said, these are not drunk as you suppose. They're just very, very filled with the Holy Ghost. This is that spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that fell on the day of Pentecost. This is that's pouring out today. It's all fine. It's all fine. It's God's new wine. We're not drunk as you suppose. We're just filled with the Holy Ghost. We're not drunk as you suppose. We're just filled with the Holy Ghost. We're not drunk as you suppose. Just very, very filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and we lift your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Your presence is here, all I breathe, all I want, all I seek, and without it there's no meaning. Oh, your presence is here, I breathe, the song I sing, the love I need, and without it, I'm not living. Oh. Your presence is here, I'm all I need, it's all I want, it's all I seek, and without it, there's no meaning. Oh, your presence is all the air I breathe, the song I sing, the love I need, and without it, I'm not living. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. No other name be lifted high. Your presence is here, I breathe, song I sing, the love I need, and without it, there is no meaning. Oh, your presence is here, I breathe, the song I sing, the love I need, and without it, I'm not living. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There like you, God. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. No other name be lifted high. There will be no one like you, no one beside you. Alone I'm worthy of all praise. There will be no one like you, no one beside you, alone I'm worthy of all praise. There will be no one like you, no one beside you, alone, worthy of all praise. There will be no one like you, no one beside you, alone, worthy of all praise. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. Oh, no. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. No other name be lifted high. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. Let no other name be lifted high. Oh, we thank you tonight, Jesus. Oh, we honor you tonight, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for what you are, for who you are tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that you are moving in our midst. You are the one. You are the God changing things in our lives. Thank you, Lord God, for that sweet anointing on us. That sweet anointing, that tangible touch from you tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this time. Thank you for every one of these listeners tuned in, that they made the determination to tune in to this broadcast tonight to learn from you, to learn your ways. Thank you, Lord God, that you show us your ways, Almighty God, that you show us that you meet our needs. Thank you, Lord God, for every need that is represented tonight on this program, that you meet every one of these needs, whatever they are. Family, health, finances, doesn't matter. You're not too big, you're not too small. You can meet every need represented by these people tonight. Thank you for this time in your word. Thank you that these listeners have a heart, have a mind ready to receive, ears ready to hear, and that they're just ready to receive what you, Lord God, have for them tonight. the thank you that you use me to deliver your word tonight. And I'm so grateful to be used by you. I'm so grateful for that, that you would use me. And you're just such an awesome God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are just always right there with us. You're always there making a way. You're always there, God, for us. I make my confession over this program, Lord God, and I just thank you, Father, that you just got sponsors and partners coming to this program. Thank you for the souls coming in. Huge amounts of souls coming into the Your Kingdom as a result of this program. For the finances, for the huge amount of the increases in listeners coming in. Thank you, Lord God, for all of that. In Jesus' matchless name. And so let's start with, let's go to Matthew 21. Verse 28. Amen. Matthew 21:28. Oh, yes. We'll start with verse 28. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and he said, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." "I will not," he said. He changed his mind and went. The father went to the other son and he said the same thing. He answered, "I will." But he didn't go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? "The first," they answered. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. The tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him." Collectors and the prostitutes did. After and saw this, you did not repent and believe him. Listen to another parable. There's a landowner who planted a vineyard. Put a wall around it, dug a wine press in it, built a watchtower. He rented the vineyard farmers and went away on a journey. When the harvest time approached, he went with the servants to the tenants to collect his fruit. The tenants seized the servant. They beat one, killed another, stoned another. Then he sent other servants to them, more than the first time. And the tenants treated them the same way. Last of all, he said to them, "They will respect my son," he said. But then the tenants saw the boy. They said to each other, This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and his inheritance will be ours. So they took him, threw him out of the vineyard, killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? He will bring those riches to a richer end, they replied, and he will rent the vineyard to other tenants who will give him his share of the crop at the proper time, harvest time. Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the capstone? The Lord has done this. It is marvelous in our eyes. For I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and will be given to a people who will produce its fruit. He who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, but he who, to whom it falls will be crushed. And the chief priests, then the Pharisees heard Jesus' parables. They knew that he was talking about them. Uh-oh. Jesus didn't say, uh-oh, I did. They wanted to arrest him, but they were afraid of the crowd because people held him. People held that he was a prophet. Let's see. Gonna look at the story about the tenants. No, not the tenants, the one about those talents. And the well done and faithful servant. No, not the signs of the age. Those are good, but and let's go to Matthew 25:14. Matthew 25. I want to begin with verse 14. That was good too, but I want to focus. This is what I want to focus on tonight. It's the parable of the talents. I want to begin with verse 14 of Matthew 25. Again, now these are red letters. When it's red letters, who is speaking when it's red letters? Shelly, do you know who is it? Jesus. Amen, listeners. I know it. You got it. I know at home you were saying that, just making sure. Amen. Verse 14 of Matthew 25, NIV. Again, it will be like a man who is going on a journey, who called to the servants and entrusted his property to them. To one, he gave 5 talents of money. To another, he gave 2 talents. To another, he gave 1 talent. Each according to his ability. Then he went on a journey. Notice he didn't say what kind of journey. Maybe it was a vacation. Maybe it was a business trip. Maybe it was, I don't know. But he went on a journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once he put his money to work, and he gained 5 more talents. So also, the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. The man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and he hid the money. He hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned home and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more talents." His master replied, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with the 2 talents also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more." His master replied, "Well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man who had received the 1 talent, he came to his master and he said, "I knew that you are a hard man. You are harvesting where you have not sown, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid. I went out. I hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown. You knew I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For whoever has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Sheep and goats." Verse 31. This is the last passage we'll read, and then we'll talk about this stuff. "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him. He will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered together before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put his sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my father, take your inheritance, the king and the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, you invited me in. I needed clothes, you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and give you a drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you into our house? When did we see you needing clothes and clothe you, give you some clothes? When did we see you sick or something other than COVID? Oh, sorry, that's what the WHO would say. When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you? The king will reply, well, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, the goats, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, and you didn't give me anything to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger. You did not invite me in. I needed clothes. You did not clothe me. I was sick, and I was in prison. You did not look after me. They also answered, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison, and did not help you? He will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal, but the righteous to eternal life. I'm going to do a very quick station ID. I will be right back. We're going to talk about the stuff we read about in chapter 25. I just find it? Praise God. Praise God. We're back. All right. Let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about that parable of these talents. So this man goes on a journey. First, he gives the different people, you know, he gives them all their money according to what they're able. So he gave it to he gave them money according to their ability. And they were supposed to, you know, put to good use, be productive, you know. And the first person receives 5 talents. He puts that money to work, and he gains 5 more talents. This other guy, he got the 2 talents, gained 2 more. You know, he put that, both of these guys put it to work. And you want to know what the Lord said to them? Both? In this case, what that master said to them after he had been gone for such a long time? On that journey that we don't know where it was to, I don't know whether it was a vacation. I don't know. I doubt it was a vacation. I bet you it was this important business trip or something like that. And he gets back. And those 2 guys, the first 2, the 5-talent guy, the 2-talent guy, came up to give their account. Now, here's what I did. The 5 talents. I returned it. And he shows, you know, I've gained 5 more talents. 5 more. So 10. This other guy, 2 talents, gained 2 more. Here's 10. I mean, here's 4. And so Jesus, to both of them, the master said, you, Mr. 5-talent, you got 5. Now it's 10. Well done. You have been faithful with just a few things. I am going to put you in charge of many things because you did exactly what I asked you to do. You went above and beyond. You did everything the way I wanted you to do it. And he said, come and share in your master's happiness. With the 2-talent man, he said, hey, 2 talents, you gained 4 talents. You've been faithful with a few things. I, sir, am going to put you in charge of many things. Come, share your master's happiness. Well done, good and faithful servant. He said to each of them, well done. But then that other guy, Mr. One Lowly One Talent, he goes, hides his master's money in the ground, and he feels in his heart, that the man was a hard man, reaping where he didn't sow, gathering where he didn't scatter seed. And he hides that master's money. He hides it. He hides it in the ground. He goes to the master to give his account. And at least he's honest with them. And he tells them, well, Master, I was afraid. Because I was afraid. And I felt that you were hard. You know, reaping where you didn't sow, gather where you didn't scatter. And I hid my talent. And he said, you wicked, lazy servant. And he basically said, why didn't you put my money on deposit with the bankers? He got thrown out. Into the darkness, weeping, gnashing of teeth. Next story. The sheep and goats. Jesus is going to separate those on his left and right. So it's going to be on Judgment Day. Sheep on the right, goats on the left. Those who do what he asks to do, sheep. Those who don't do what he asks to do, goats. And by goats, I don't mean greatest of all time. No way. Nope. Uh-uh. So, there's the sheep and goats thing. So, we'll talk about that. So, you know, the comparison is given, and it's like, you were hungry, you fed me. No, I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. Stranger, you called me. I mean, a stranger, you took me in. I needed some clothes, you clothed me. I was sick and in prison, you came and visited me. They said, when did we help you? When did we see you needing all the stuff? He says, well, whatever you did for the least of these, you did for me. Let's talk about these goats. Hungry. He was hungry. Didn't get any food from him. Thirsty. Didn't get a drink. A stranger. Didn't let him in. He was he needed some clothes. He wasn't clothed. He was sick. Didn't get looked after. Same thing. Went to prison. Didn't get visited. Jesus told him, whatever you did not do for the least of these, you didn't do it for me. He gets thrown up, and he says, take for the sheep, come to eternal righteousness. Come to the joy of the Lord. But then to the goats, he said, throw them out into the darkness. Throw them into hellfire, the place prepared for the devil and his angels. Folks, what you see here is those who are not sheep get thrown into eternal punishment. Those who are the sheep, they get to enjoy eternal life. Which are you? Are you the one where Jesus is gonna say, "Well done," or is he gonna say, "You're lazy"? What's he gonna tell you? What is Jesus gonna tell you? Is he going to say, well done? Or is he going to say, you were lazy? And obviously no human being is perfect. But the Lord looks on the heart. He looks at your heart. Or do you say you're going to do right and choose to do otherwise? Do you say with your mouth, I'm going to do the right stuff. I'm going to do what Jesus would want me to do, and then go do the exact, which then not only are you doing lip service, you're just giving him lip service and then choosing to do other stuff. For one, you're lying. And lying in the eyes of God is very bad. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. I pray, Lord God, that we would just look at our lives. We know, Lord God, that we're going to give an account to you on Judgment Day. I pray that for these people listening, that to each of us, may the Lord be able to say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful. I'll put you in charge of many things. Share in my happiness. And to say, you know, I was hungry and you gave me food. Thirsty, you gave me drink. Stranger, you let me in. And this other stuff. And I thank you, Master, that you would look highly on us. That we would be doers of this word and not hearers only. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Talk some Football Central. And want to remind you that Football Central is always brought to you by your local Dairy Queen. We can go to your local Dairy Queen and enjoy one of the fall treats, like the Pumpkin Blizzard, the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard. We'll start with high school. We'll start in Auburn. Midland playing Bay City Western. Midland hasn't lost to Bay City Western since back in 2008. In the regular season of 2008. Midland was undefeated. Western had only lost one game 4 weeks prior to Traverse City Central. And then Wayne Community Stadium, Midland lost that game to Western. But then in the playoffs of 2008, Midland-Western, Midland travels to Western. In the playoffs, Midland beats them 24-14. Midland had not lost to Western since then until Friday. On Friday, Midland, the Comets were selected by the Warriors, 54-8. The largest margin of defeat that Midland had experienced since 1950. Prior to 1950, don't have records for it. 54 was also the most points given up by the Chemics since at least 1950. Western both broke both of those records. Midland just struggled. And Western had put up all kinds of points against Dow on Friday night, only to watch Dow come back, three onside kicks. Western went for 4 2-point conversions, and they were all good. Which meant 8 more points instead of just 4. So that would have helped to be 50-6. So, I mean, 50-8 instead of 54-8. So that was a tough night for the Chemics. The Chemics are now 2-4. Must win out in order to make the playoffs. I honestly picked Midland to win. I thought they would. But they just struggled. We'll try again on Friday night when Midland hosts Division One state runner-up. I really hope that Midland is coming in to Midland Stadium for homecoming on Friday, ready to take care of some business. I hope they can be like the Comics of 2000. Is a story that I don't necessarily know everything about, that story. There's things I want to know about that story, the story of the 2000 Comics. Like, I know the scores and stuff, but let me give you a little bit of an idea. Midland started off with, yes, a loss to Western, but they didn't lose like 54-8. Lost to Saginaw, lost to Arthur Hill, lost to Heritage. They beat Muskegon, which I'm going to guess it was in Muskegon. Shouldn't have beat Muskegon. For Muskegon, that regular season, it was Muskegon's only loss in the regular season that year was to Midland. The only loss. That's how it should have happened with Mount Pleasant. But then, week 9, Dow. Dow had already gotten themselves a playoff spot. They were probably expecting to beat Midland. Yeah, we're going to beat Midland. Everything's going to be good. You know, we're so big. We're so strong. We're just, yeah. 4-4 Midland comes to play. They beat them by a touchdown. They beat them. Midland 5-4, Dow 6-3. Got a morning season. Playoff time comes, Midland makes it in. Oh, got to go to Cadillac and play a team who's undefeated. They beat them 42-7. I don't know the players on that Midland team. Don't know any of them, but the story goes on. Next up on their hopeful miracle tour, Western to play the Warriors. 15-9, Midland knocks out the Warriors. Then for the regional, it's time to go to Saginaw. Try to avenge that loss. Well, they lost that game. But four different games
They shouldn't have won. And they won that. Two regular games, two playoff games. And they won those. That 2000 team was able to pull that off. I hope this Midland team finds some stuff in their, some fuel in the tank, and they're able to pull this off. I really hope so. We'll have to wait and see. Dow got a good win against Saginaw Heritage in a game I was at Friday night. Final score there, Dow 35, Heritage 21. Dow did make a couple mistakes right off the get-go. Both of their last two drives ended on interceptions, both of them. If Dow's doing that in a Midland game and Midland wants to win, Midland has to be right ready. Take the ball, score. Take it, chew the clock some, good amount of time, run the ball right, walk, pass the ball, a mix of both, and get down the field, get those points. Do what you got to do. And then we'll just see where it goes. Dow is 4-2. Midland is 2-4. College. This one I'm about to talk about is something I was actually very, very, very happy about. Michigan beat up on Wisconsin. They not only beat Wisconsin at Camp Randall, they beat up on them. 38-17. Michigan did a great job against them. I was happy about what they were able to do. 38-17, Wolverines. Michigan State still got a win against Western Kentucky, which helped boost the confidence. Bad news in college football, though. That team to the south did totally annihilate Rutgers by way more than what Michigan did, which could be a sign for the Michigan game versus that team to the south. And for Michigan, we're going to start getting into the tough parts of the season. Lions, oh, another day, another loss. 24-14, Bears lose to the Lions, 0-4. And the Bucs did beat the Patriots. How did we do on my picks? 3-3. Two of them I was not happy about, one I was ecstatic about. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.